grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a pretty exciting contest in Philadelphia. The final score in front of a crowd of 18,706 at Wells Fargo Center is the Philadelphia Flyers 4 and the San Jose Sharks 3 in a shootout that saw the Sharks come from behind with a gritty effort on the road. Here's how it happened tonight. It all began in the first period with Philadelphia having the better of the play and the Sharks looking a little bit disjointed. The Flyers would take advantage of that, and on a two-on-one break at 1:40 of the period, it would be veteran Eric Johnson to get credit for the goal. Gruda chips in back behind the goal line. Now it's Goodrow putting the hit on his man, but the Flyers pick back up. They will try to clear it out. Little collision there. Gruda got together. Flyers on the attack, two-on-one. They move in, and they score! Gruda got caught on the pinch. That turned into a two-on-one for Philadelphia, and Anthony Richard sends it across the ice, and Eric Johnson, the veteran defenseman, is able to bang it past goaltender Vanecek. Flyers 1, Sharks nothing at 1:40 of the first. That was Johnson's first goal of the season, and it was assisted by Richard. Pretty nice finish to that for Johnson. The crazy thing is, 3 seconds after that goal, this happened. Yeah, now we got a fight on the ice right off the faceoff. Giovanni Smith has just dropped the gloves with Eric Johnson, the goal scorer. Please. How about this?
Looking for the Gordie Howe early. Oh, wow.
Johnson's holding up pretty well here. He's a veteran player, but Giovanni Smith coming right after him. And now it's a left by Smith, and now a right by Smith, and down goes Johnson. But you got to give Johnson some credit. He held up well against a pretty tough customer. I did a little checking, Jason. It's the 14th major penalty for fighting in the career of Eric Johnson. Tonight was his 998th career game. And so that's not that many major penalties. He's not known for that. But there was a little incident with Matvei Michkov right after that faceoff with Giovanni Smith. And Johnson, to his credit, stepped up. And Giovanni Smith did what he always does.
Yeah, Giovanni Smith trying to provide a spark, getting after one of their best players on Philly. And you know, Johnson being the good veteran he is, the gritty veteran, he comes in to his aid and protects him, and it's a good spirited bout, and I like the way that Giovanni responded after that goal early.
Meanwhile, the San Jose Sharks got into a little penalty trouble, and it was a penalty that they really disputed. Mikael Granlund, a 2-minute call for holding the stick at 15:27 of the first frame. That led to a power play chance for the Flyers, and Travis Konecny would get it. Here's Tippett, backhanding it to Andre, takes it back near side, back off the boards to Andre, back to the near side to Tippett, walks into the circle, dropped it back to Andre, feeds right circle, fed to the front, they score! Travis Konecny in the high-low high play, what a perfect pass right on the tape, and Konecny scores on the power play to make it 2-0 Flyers. That was a pretty nice goal by Konecny, his 8th from Michkov and Andre. Emil Andre looked really impressive today. Michkov with that perfect pass right on the tape, his first of 2 points on the night.
I mean, every time we talked about Emil Andre, we're like, oh, great play, good play here, good play there. So, you know, a really good find by this Philadelphia Flyers, and great little tic-tac-toe between him, Michkov, and Konecny, who finished it off.
Meanwhile, the Flyers would take a 3-0 lead, and that would happen when, at this point in the game, it would be Matvei Michkov getting credit for his 5th goal of the season. Just a nice little finish on a headman feed up ice. Ryan Poehling and Yegor Zamula got the assist. Michkov just putting it through the legs of goaltender Vitek Vanecek, and it was 3-0 in favor of the Flyers. And Johnson, who has a goal tonight, his first of the year, holds the puck now, trying to put it ahead. It's off of Poehling, kept in there by the Sharks. Wenberg gets it to the corner, and Will Smith comes up with it. One against two. He's going to try to backhand in deep, but that's blocked by Zamuda. Headman feed. Breakaway. Moving in. Michkov. Score! How did Michkov get behind, and did he stay onside? Looks like he did. Matvei Michkov getting the crowd into hysteria here in Philadelphia as he beats Vanecek right through the legs. That is a spectacular finish and a great pass up the ice. Flyers 3, Sharks nothing. So that's where it was midway through the game. But then the San Jose Sharks started to push back. In the final 5 minutes of the second period, somehow the Sharks found their game, and largely it was due to the efforts of the Mikael Granlund, Fabian Zetterlund, and William Eklund line. The Sharks, before that, though, with the score 3-0, would get a little leadership from Barkley Goodrow as he stepped up. Barkley Goodrow is in ill humor after that whistle with Nick Seeler. They're ready to fight. Goodrow against Nick Seeler, and they started at the circle to the left of the goal, and they're already all the way back of the Sharks bench, and these two guys are going toe-to-toe at it. Barkley Goodrow for the Sharks and Nick Seeler for Philadelphia. And they're even gabbing at each other as they continue to wrestle it out now. A couple of hard hits. Barkley Goodrow got one right. Another right there by Seeler. Goodrow holding him off, looking to get his arm free. It's right up against the Sharks bench, and they get separated by the linesman. And you know they love that here in Philadelphia whenever fisticuffs break out. Barkley Goodrow showed a lot of leadership there at the 12-minute and 9-second mark of the second period. Right after that is when the Sharks started to get their act in gear.
Yeah, you know, it's an experienced veteran that felt the temperature of the game, tried to get a spark from his team, and in doing so, fighting Nick Seeler, a willing combatant, he does that, and he gets the spark that he wants from this Sharks team. So I thought a great job and a great, you know, just wherewithal by Barkley Goodrow to know that that's the moment to do that.
And it was 3-0 at that point in favor of the Flyers. This is the fourth time this season that the Sharks had trailed a game 3-0. The other games, they lost to the Chicago Blackhawks on the road 4-2. They lost to the L.A. Kings 3-2 in an attempted comeback on the road. And the other game, they got blown out by Vegas 7-3. So their odds of getting a victory tonight were not good, but this was the most inspiring game yet in that particular situation. After the Goodrow fight, the Sharks started to click, and they really got their acts in gear starting at 15:29 of the second period when Jack Thompson, whom we've been singing the praises of on this road trip, came up with a great deflection to get the Sharks on the board. Zetterlund across the line, gets tripped up, should be a penalty, no call, and the Flyers come back the other way, down the right side to tip it. Back-checking Eklund. That's a good play on Bobby Brink. Not only did he poke it out of his control, he bodied into the ice, and here's Eklund carrying down the left for the Sharks. Into the zone, centering play, they score! That's off of Jack Thompson! Are they going to call it back for kicking the puck in the net? We shall see, but right now, the Sharks are hoping that the call goes their way. And it did. It went off the outside of Thompson's skate. William Eklund, what a play on that goal, first defensively, and then the rush up the ice in the zone entry.
Yeah, good back check by him, good track back, being physical as the third man back, and then starts the rush, takes it wide, and Jack Thompson, who did not stop skating from his own end, drives the back post and makes a nice little cheeky soccer play, just backside of the foot like Ronaldo.
And that was at 15:29 of the second period. Thompson's second goal from Eklund and Granlund, making the score Philly 3 and the Sharks 1. The Granlund-Eklund-Zetterlund line would combine on a second goal late in the period. At 18:33, just a brilliant exchange of plays on a set maneuver by Granlund and Eklund, and Mikael Granlund would make it a one-goal game. It's Granlund, Eklund, and Zetterlund, and off the faceoff, Granlund wins it. Eklund carries behind the net, behind the back pass. Here comes Granlund, the shot, score! What a play by William Eklund, carrying behind the net and reversing it over to Mikael Granlund. A set play, really, from this line's perspective, and Granlund makes it a one-goal game with a spectacular goal. It's 3-2 Philadelphia now with a minute 27 left in the period. All I can say is that shot was money.
Oh, that was money by Money Granlund, and good net drive by Fabian Zetterlund to kind of take the attention from the Philadelphia Flyers defense, and good shot by Granlund and good play by Willie Eklund. That line's fantastic.
In the third period, Philadelphia would really take it to San Jose as best as they could with the score 3-2. They wanted that clinching goal. They would outshoot the Sharks 15-7. Vitek Vanecek held his ground, and so did the Sharks' defense. And how about the guy who got the rally started with that big battle in the second period? Barkley Goodrow, with only 2:24 left on the clock, tying the game at 3. Dropped it back to Wennberg. He's protecting it against Tippett there in the corner, but Tippett fighting for it pretty hard. Wenberg worked it free, sent back to the point by Goodrow to CeCe, to Thrawn toward the front of the net. Score! Barkley Goodrow, side of the net, jams it home. What a job by the Sharks to keep the puck in play, and it's sent toward the front of the net. This game is tied 3-3. Barkley Goodrow with his first goal since opening game against St. Louis, and what a goal it is against the Flyers. A big one for Barkley Goodrow. That guaranteed the Sharks a point as the play came to the end of regulation with the game tied 3-3. Goodrow's second from Thrun and CeCe. You got to credit a couple of other guys keeping the puck in the zone just before that. They didn't get assists, but that was a real team effort on that goal.
Yeah, good forecheck. Then low to high, simple hockey. Low to high, D to D. Shot towards the net, and Barkley Goodrow just battled to the net, gets that goal.
And so we came to the end of regulation, but a little bit of a wrinkle in the script, because Matvei Michkov got a little bit of a loss of composure at the end of regulation in a little confrontation with Macklin Celebrini. And Celebrini gave him a little push. He came back, and Michkov gave him a right hand, and the referee saw it and called him for roughing. So the Sharks would begin overtime with a 4-on-3 power play. They would have loads of opportunities against the Flyers. Samuel Ersson really won the game for the Flyers there in overtime with that goaltending. A couple of great saves. But then after the penalty ended, of course, play continued, so it was 4-on-4. And it was a 4-on-4 situation for an extended period before we finally got a stoppage and then a couple of chances at the end.
Yeah, it was exciting 4-on-4 hockey. I mean, it was capped by Matvei Michkov getting a quick 2-on-0 to the net and electing not to pass to Ryan Pelech and shooting it, and a great save by Vitek Vanacek.
And then overtime was over, and it was time for the shootout. The Sharks had two shots. Both of them were stopped by Samuel Ersson. Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith were chosen by the coaching staff to take their chance. On the other side of the ice, it would be Tippett. It would be stopped by Vanacek. Michkov would come back and slightly atone for his penalty by scoring that goal in the shootout. And that means that the Sharks needed Vitek Vanacek to make a save on Travis Konechny in order for it to continue. Now the pressure's on Vitek Vanacek to keep the Sharks alive. Travis Konechny, who should have a hat trick in this game but only has one because he missed two very easy goals, is now coming in to try to clinch it for the Flyers. He stick handles in slowly, deliberately. Deeks, Wade shoots. Oh, he scored. What a goal. What a goal indeed. It was perfect, top shelf. Konechny, who had two open nets, hit the side of the goal, missed the net the other time. So he atoned for that by getting the game-deciding goal, and the Flyers win by the score of 4-3. But overall, even with some, shall we say, uneven situations in the game, the Sharks have to be satisfied with at least the point.
Yeah, back-to-back, it's a little bit ugly, but they got the point, and get out of here, and let's get back to MSG.
That is our Sharks instant replay. The final score, the Philadelphia Flyers 4, the San Jose Sharks 3 in the shootout. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.